News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And yes, that is Keela Richardson. I had to play her because you know what? She's doing so much for Pensacola. And you know who else does a lot for Pensacola? Todd Thomas, the president and CEO of the Pensacola, Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. And he's here with us this morning.
Oh,
hey,
Meg,
Todd.
You are too kind.
I'm telling you, it's the truth.
Well, thank you.
It is exciting, though, all this stuff that's happening with Keela and how it's just putting the spotlight on Pensacola right now.
Yeah, it's going to be so cool. Looking forward to seeing it tonight.
Tonight and, is the night.
Everything that happened last week with the concert and the parade.
Yeah,
and
it was amazing.
She was everywhere. I kept seeing pictures. She was out of the base.
Yeah.
She was all over town.
And her school and seeing the kids.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The parade,
so
and
it's amazing.
Got the key to the city from the mayor. And,
yeah.
I mean, that was Keela and the key.
So fitting.
Oh, it was really great. Yeah. But I was amazed at how many people, they had thousands of people show up for the concert.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Wahoo Stadium was full.
Right.
Including, yeah. I think, the 4,000 tickets or 5,000 tickets they had outside of the stadium.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Amazing. So listen, you've got to vote tonight.
Yeah, this is
vote
it.
Vote on all the different platforms because they're down to the final three. So
yeah.
This is going to be, it's tough competition too.
Of course.
Because the other ones are good. But just wanted to say a little salute to her. And just from a Chamber of Commerce perspective, you got to love the positive focus it's putting on our city.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've had some fun, you know, with doing some social media to help get the word out and show our support. So we are very excited and looking forward to see how it all ends up.
Well, if she wins, we're going to have another big party.
That's right. That's right. Hey, it's Pensacola. We know how to party.
That is true. Right. No matter rain or shine. Usually.
Exactly. Yeah. Unfortunately, we've had
a little bit of rain, a little bit of both. Yeah. So tell me about this month. I was laughing because last time he was here, he gave me a list of all the things they were doing in May. And I said to him, you know, it's May 11th. And how many events have you done since May 1st? Quite a few.
Yeah. So just in the last couple of weeks since I've been here. So we had our Good Morning Pensacola breakfast.
Right.
Same day we had our Chamber Classic golf tournament all out at Scenic Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And the weather cooperated that day.
It didn't
look good, but it worked out.
And I heard it started raining right after everybody got in the clubhouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is awesome.
It came down pretty good, you know, about 15 minutes after we finished. So, so that was a blessing. And and then this past week, we had our State of the Military luncheon. Which Andrew McKay's been covering pretty thoroughly on Good Morning Pensacola. And then last Friday, we had LEAP Leadership Pensacola class had their closing retreat and graduation on Friday. Just wrapped up. So yeah, it's been a pretty crazy couple of weeks.
I'm getting tired just hearing you with the list, let alone having to implement and make all these things happen.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the military lunch. What were some of the things that were learned on? Anything new for us?
This
area?
Some stuff Andrew's been covering. Really interesting to hear from Captain Newman, Mama-san,
She's been on the show. She's very good.
Yeah, she's the commanding officer at NAS Pensacola. And then Captain Elkins, also known as Thumbs, from Whiting Field. So, yeah, very interesting to hear about some of the things they're looking at doing at NAS Pensacola and Quarry Station.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are basically, you know, overflowing with students, especially at Quarry Station. And they need more housing, so they're looking at some creative ways to do some public-private partnerships to get some of that housing taken care of, maybe hopefully at a cheaper cost than it would be just doing it through the Navy. And
there is that empty hotel right across the street from the Bay Center.
I don't know if that's really in terms of the location, you know,
I'm
but yeah, that's a different subject.
No, but I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I was
right.
Like, oh, well, there's all that space there. Right? You never know.
But so they're looking at that. And then the hangar, it's what's called a consolidated hangar. So both the Navy and the Air Force use it. That's used to house the Blue Angels, that hangar has been in bad shape for a while now. Mm-hmm. So they did receive some funding, about $12 million, wow, thanks to Congressman Petronas's efforts.
Well, that's good
to
news.
At least start some of the keeping that in, you know, somewhat decent shape, but they really need a new hangar. So, you know, that's going to take a big effort. But again, looking at some ways to maybe do some public-private partnerships to build that hangar, you know, ST Engineering did it out there by the airport. Mm-hmm. And, you know, could they do something like that on the base at a much reduced cost compared to what it would cost going through the Navy and all the processes and
well,
everything?
Well, I imagine that keeping the facilities in good shape also ensures that the Blue Angels home will stay here.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
that's very important.
That's the ultimate goal,
right,
I would imagine.
Right. And then Captain Elkins from Whiting Field gave, you know, an overview of everything they do. You know, they focus... a lot of helicopter training, mm-hmm, is done there. They are technically like the busiest airfield in the world.
Really?
Yeah. So,
I didn't know that.
So, you know, so much training that goes on there. They also have, not just there at Whiting, but throughout Northwest Florida and some even into Alabama, they have other fields where they fly, mm-hmm, and land and do different types of training. So really interesting to hear from both of them on what they're up to. And, you know, get that true kind of state of the military in our region and what's happening.
Is that an annual event that you do, or does it,
yeah,
do you do more than once a year?
So we have a State Of series.
Uh-huh.
So quarterly we have a different State Of event.
Okay.
So we start off the year with State of the Economy, mm-hmm, then we do State of the Military, State of Education will be in August, and then State of Healthcare will be in the fall.
Excellent. Yeah. That's a great series. Is that free for anyone that wants to come, or is there a small
fee?
No,
it's a luncheon, so
luncheon.
There's
okay.
a charge.
Okay.
But chamber members a little bit, give you a little bit of a discount. But it's really an opportunity to hear from the local experts in those areas on what is happening, what the business community needs to know about what's happening, mm-hmm, in those different areas. And
well, certainly the military has such a huge impact on our economy.
Right.
And
absolutely.
So that's just so valuable to,
yes,
be able to hear what they have to say and things that we can do as local citizens to support the military here.
Right. Yeah. And we are, and if you talk to the leadership from the bases, they're like, this is the most military-friendly community they've ever been in. I mean,
oh, great.
Like, It boggles my mind to hear stories like, well, I was in some other place and they didn't really want us there. You know,
really?
They didn't want the military there. That's just, it's mind boggling to,
yeah, it is,
to hear that. But, you know, again, our community is so amazing. You know, we stand up for our military and support them. And,
mm-hmm,
you know, it's very important.
Well, that was evident this weekend with Navy Days.
Yeah, yeah.
The big gala Friday night.
Yeah, it was the golf tournament and the gala got in. Saturdays. Activities had to be postponed.
But they are going to have them.
They'll be rescheduled, so, mm-hmm, keep an eye out for that. And then last night, Modern El Dorado's at Museum Plaza, that was great. So, you know, got a few events in, but again, that's an event that just is a thank you to you know, the military, celebrating them,
mm-hmm,
and just, you know, recognizing how important they are to our community, our economy, you know, everything that is going on here.
Well, I think it's great bringing all the military, retired and current, that are active duty, inactive duty, all the folks that are involved, all the support staff, everybody in our community. There's a lot of people that work out on the bases,
right,
you know, that are here, and then bringing the community together to meet all these folks.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
It's just wonderful.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a great idea, and it looks like that's going to be a tradition we're going to continue for years to come.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they have Fleet Week in other communities.
Oh, yeah. In New York City, you know it's Fleet Week because,
right,
you see all the sailors in their whites.
Yeah, and so we'd love to see that happen, mm-hmm, here at some point. But obviously, you know, with any type of, you know, big undertaking, you have to start smaller and then build it out over time.
It definitely takes a little bit of time. Okay. So other than that.
Yeah, right.
So then you tell me about the leadership retreat and a little bit about what Leadership Pensacola is all about, because it really is a great program.
Yeah. So as you know, you're a graduate.
I finally graduated,
right?
Yeah, 24.
Right.
The greatest class ever.
There you go. But yeah, so Leadership Pensacola, or LEAP, as it's affectionately known, is a 10-month program. Begins in August and runs all the way until May. this class just finished up, so the new class will be announced soon, and they'll start in a few months. But it is a program where you get a behind-the-scenes look at what makes our community work. So there's a day each month that you spend immersed in a certain portion of our community, our economy. So there's healthcare day, there's education day, there's local government day.
Right.
So you get, you know, you have a full day, like military day, you go on the base. You spend the entire day on the base. You hear from base leadership. You get to see some of the training. You get to hear about all the things they do. So, you know, like I said, it's the behind the scenes look at what makes everything work in our community. And, you know, I've had people who lived in Pensacola or our area their entire life go through the program and they're like, I had no idea.
Oh,
you
I-
know, this is what goes into our education system,
right,
or this what goes into making sure our utilities are working properly, or all the other kind of, you know, big things that happen in our community that that make it all work.
Well, it was when I did it 2 years ago, I had been in the community over 20 years and also pretty much involved with the chambers of commerce. I thought I kind of thought I knew it all.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't. I got into that. And when I went to some of the, I think that when we went to the hospitals and we went to the medical, and we got to see the emergency rooms and see how things work, some of the government day things. And also, there's 50 other people in the class
right,
who are also leaders or potential leaders and from other industries. Because we do get isolated in our industry wherever we work. We have a tendency to hang out with those folks.
Right.
So to meet all these people, I've made lifelong friends now. I mean, I'm still in touch. We're still getting together. It's a great group, but it's been such a great networking. And it just opened my eyes to so many other things that Pensacola has to offer
right,
that I didn't know about.
Yeah. And then getting involved with LEAP alumni. You know, this program was founded in 1982, so 44 years, about 50 people a year, so over 2,000.
Yes, a lot of alumni.
And if you look at the roster of people who've gone through it and the leaders in our community,
it's a who's who.
It really is.
Actually,
it really is.
Which is so, pretty neat. And also, the one of the things that's great about the program, too, is that the class does a project for
right,
the community. So
right,
this year they did it for, I believe, Gulf Coast Kids House. Is
correct,
that correct?
Right.
Did they get that finally finished?
Yeah, so they had that unveiling last Thursday evening. So that was part of the therapy garden.
Oh,
so
nice.
Impact 100 gave the Kids House a grant, and they're doing a full therapy garden. But the class had part of the project, all of their project, but part of
right,
the therapy garden that they participated in as well. So, you'll see things all around the community.
Oh, yeah.
There's a trail that goes around the airport, an exercise trail.
I've seen that trail. That was a LEAP project?
Yeah, yeah. So,
well, our class did Valerie's House. We did the
Valerie's House
garden,
you know,
for them. So.
And it's for nonprofits that are members of the chamber. You can basically, you know, come and do a pitch to the class. And
there's
this
still time for that for this coming year?
Yeah, that'll be happening
later?
More towards the fall, when we'll be opening that up, and we'll have a lot of, we'll have a lot of advertising on our social media and that sort of thing. So keep your eyes open. But it's just an opportunity to help the class bond. You know, they come together.
It's great.
They have different committees, people that serve on, and opportunity for them to bond, but also, you know, improve the community by giving back.
Okay. I'm talking with Todd Thompson. He's the president and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. This is Pep Talk. And if you've got a question for him, I would say Todd's probably an expert about what's going on in Pensacola these days. Text in your question at 850-437-1620. So just a few things have been going on this first week in May.
Yeah. Yeah.
You must be exhausted already.
No, I mean, you know, it's always keeps you going.
Energizing.
There's always something happening, so it's good. But we've had a lot, so catch our breath a little bit. But
what's up next?
Yeah, next. So we have our business after hours coming up next Thursday,
okay,
the 21st. But we're going to be out right out here at Dynamic Life Chiropractic. So just down the street.
Okay.
So hopefully y'all will be there.
We have no excuses.
Right,
we can walk
right
over there.
And it's always a great one. Dynamic Life does a great job. They've hosted Business After Hours about this time of year for a number of years now. And it's always just a great time.
Okay, that sounds like fun. Yeah. So that's the 21st.
Yeah.
And then?
And then we've got, I guess the next thing is our will be the June
Good Morning Pensacola,
which is the first Friday in June, which I'm looking up right now, which would be June 5th out of Scenic Hills.
That sounds like fun.
I always recommend that you register early. Go to our website, PensacolaChamber.com, and get registered for that. Make sure you get your seat. But that's always a great time. And then the one thing we haven't got on the calendar yet, hopefully we'll be able to pull it off. So obviously legislative session, they're back this week working on the budget. Hopefully they get that wrapped up. And we try to do a legislative wrap-up luncheon every year.
Oh, that sounds good.
We bring in some lobbyists from Tallahassee to kind of explain what happened during session this year, which would probably be pretty fascinating just with all the political dynamics and everything that's going on.
This year especially, yes.
We're still trying to get that figured out just because, you know, a lot of things have been pushed back and it's messed up the calendar a little bit. But we'll let you know if we're able to get that.
Well, I know one thing that's not going to get pushed back, and it's on a Saturday, and it's in July.
Oh, yeah.
July 4th, yeah, the 250th celebration.
Yeah. So
why do we get the feeling that you guys have something pretty big planned?
Yeah, so we're continuing to prepare for 4th of July fireworks. And as you mentioned, it's on a Saturday this year. So.
Which is awesome.
So maybe potential for some extra activities this year. So be on the lookout for that. But, yeah, so this is, I think, the fourth year that we've collaborated with Pensacola Young Professionals to put this on. Yeah, just very excited. Again, you know, 250th, it's going to be big.
Oh,
so we're trying to work with our fireworks folks to get as much – quote-unquote bang for the buck that we can this year.
Exactly.
And
it's always fun. This will be the fourth year, too, that y'all also have partnered with the Pensacola Beach Chamber and doing the simultaneous fireworks.
Right.
So if you're on the water, you can actually see it from both sides.
Yeah.
It's incredible. So it's really pretty,
awesome.
Pretty neat.
And Cat Country will do the...
Our sister station
we'll
does
do
the music.
Yeah. Simulcast. So
it's really cool.
Have your radios or...
If you're on a boat and you're out in the water and you hear everybody's got it tuned into Cat Country and you see the fireworks above your head and you can see and hear the music, it's an amazing experience.
Yeah, it is.
It's
awesome.
Really fun.
Yeah.
So make plans to do that if you can.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why I'm mentioning it now. Get it on the calendar.
Well,
I mean, it's not
be
that
here,
far.
You know, we're less than 2 months. So it'll be here before you know it.
It's hard to believe, right?
Yeah.
So as the Chamber President CEO, when you have all these different events, how do you keep up with everything?
You know, we've got a great team that manages, you know, all of our events and our calendar and everything that's going on. So, you know, they keep me straight. They keep me going where I need to be.
That is a job in and of itself.
Yeah,
and I just want to do a shout out to Willa Licata because I have a feeling she's probably.
Well, Willa does a fantastic job. She does all of our membership, bringing in new members, taking care of the ones we have. Emily Spears does our events, does an amazing job with those. I mean, State of the Military.
Lots going on.
Week just, you know, was awesome. The golf tournament was amazing. And then Olivia Wilson does our social media and a lot of our videos that you'll see on social media and that sort of thing.
She does a great job. I love all the stuff I see on Facebook.
Very, very creative and a lot of fun stuff. And,
yeah, really cute. It's really good.
Yeah, it's a great team, and we love what we do.
Well, with Chambers of Commerce, people don't realize that they're still nonprofits, and they also depend a lot on volunteers.
Yeah.
And so if you have membership and you're a member, you can help out and you can volunteer. So if someone wanted to get involved, they're listening, they're thinking, you know, maybe I should check this out. What would you recommend they do?
So the best thing if you wanted to volunteer with the chamber is to inquire about becoming a chamber ambassador.
So if
you come to one of our events and you see someone in a red shirt or a red jacket, more red t-shirt or polo
shirt. They've been doing that a long time, the red shirts
and I still don't know the history of that.
Somebody in this town has to know where the red jackets came from.
Right. But if you see someone in a red jacket or a red polo, they are one of our ambassadors and they are volunteers that support the chamber. They come to our ribbon cuttings. They take welcome bags to our new members. They come to our events and help set up and break down and do all those things that make it easier on us as a staff to do these great events and great activities. So,
and just like the leadership class as ambassadors, you make friends with the ambassadors.
Right.
You,
and it is just a neat fun group of people.
Family.
Yeah. I mean, they have a great time. They're, you know, big personalities. They're giving. They're just they're awesome. So if you're interested, you can reach out to Willa Licata. You can call 475-4999 at the chamber, and she can explain what it takes to become an ambassador and get involved. But got to be a chamber member to be an ambassador.
Okay.
They're a great group of people, and they have a lot of fun.
Well, being a red and black Georgia girl myself, I have no problem with the Red Jackets.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about your Florida fans and the members, but you know.
Right.
But I want to find out what the history is on that. Yeah. We got to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
So now, if I wanted to be a member, what would I do then? To also contact Willa?
Yeah. And you can go to our website, PensacolaChamber.com. There's explanation on the member benefits, the different levels, and there's an online application if you want to do that, or if you want to, you know, talk to Willa, she's happy to either talk on the phone, you can come in the office, or she's happy to come to your business and sit down with you to explain all the great things that you get. I mean, as a new member, you get a ribbon cutting, and it's really a ceremony.
A lot of people show up for it too.
Yeah, so our ambassadors come. We have other business folks that'll come sometimes, and you bring whoever you want to be a part of the celebration and be in the pictures. But we do it live on our social media platforms where we cut the ribbon.
Cool.
One of our ambassadors will do a live interview with you to talk about your business, your services, your location, how people get in touch with you, all those sorts of things. So it's a great way to kind of introduce yourself to the business community. And then if you're a new member, your first visit to Good Morning Pensacola is free.
There you go.
And you get to come up in front of about 120 folks and give a 30-second elevator pitch again about your business. So,
that in and of itself is worth it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a great deal. It's, you know, and we have other activities. We have every other Tuesday and Thursday, we have networking at the chamber at lunch.
Nice.
That's sponsored, you know, so lunch is taken care of. You just come and get to meet some other great folks. So, you know, understanding the vast majority of our members are small businesses and trying to find ways for them to connect and get to know people and really get the benefit out of that chamber membership is something we strive to do. And
there's so many different ways you can get involved.
Right.
Got a nice comment from one of our listeners that said, our military is so important to our community. Thanks for the interesting recap of the chamber military meeting.
Oh, good. Great.
So that's awesome.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Yeah, we appreciate that. So we've got so much. Now, there is an events calendar we can find, correct? And also an email that you can be on, even if you're not a member. Is that correct?
Yeah. So on the chamber website, there are two separate calendars. One is a calendar just with chamber events.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a community calendar. If you're a chamber member, you can post if you have an event, if you have a sale,
any kind of
activity that's going on at a certain time, you can post it on that calendar. And then as a chamber member, you can submit your news item. You can email it to us at news@PensacolaChamber.com, and then we'll put it into our weekly Friday news blast, which is our member news, which reaches over 5,000 individuals.
They do a great job with that.
Email recipients. And that if you're not a chamber member, you can get on that distribution list.
Mm-hmm.
Just email your information to news@PensacolaChamber.com. We'll add you. Hopefully you see the benefit if you're not a member of being part of the chamber, and that'll lead you to join. But it's just a way to highlight our chamber members and get more information out there.
Well, you do a great job, Todd, as the CEO, and we have so much happening. You're going to have to take a little break here somewhere.
Yeah, right.
But I appreciate you coming in on this Monday morning, and I know you're busy and recapping all of the events that the chamber have been doing this last month.
Yeah, that's fun. Thanks,
okay.
Meg.
What's your website again? One more time.
PensacolaChamber.com.
Okay, go there to find out all the information, events, and anything you might need to know. Thanks again, and congratulations to the class of 26, leadership class. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.